Chazar is echin shem bechas l'shag b'mem Yehuda m'shach d'sugah daf mem ches. Sok the Mishnah, a person is chayv say full halal and is chayv in the mitzvah of simcha for all 8 days of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. This teaches that one is chayv in halal, simcha, and in the honoring the Yom Tov on Shmini Atzeres, just like on the preceding 7 days. Zok the Gemara Braisa says that the pasuk of V'hayisa Ach Sameach comes to include the last night of Yom Tov as part of the Simcha obligation. Presumably, the reason the Braisa says it comes to include the last night instead of the first night is because one can't shech the carbon for the Simcha obligation until the morning of the first day of Yom Tov, which is after that first night. Shech the Gemara, the Braisa asks, maybe it comes to include the first night and one would be required to shech the Shlomo on Erev Yom Tov so that he can rejoice with his meat on Yom Tov. And for the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Ach, which teaches that only one of these times is included. So only the night of the eighth day is included, not the night of the first day. The reason I'll include this night rather than the first night is because the night of the eighth day is preceded by days that have the Simcha, the Chi of Simcha, whereas the first night is not preceded by such days. Zok the Mishnah, what's meant by saying that the mitzvah of Sukkot is for 7 days? When one finishes eating his meal on the seventh day, he should not take a part of Sukkot because the mitzvah continues throughout the seventh day. However, beginning from the time of Mincha on the seventh day, one may begin to take out the kelim he had moved to the Sukkah so that they may be brought back into the house in preparation for the coming Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. Frek the Gemara, if one wishes to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, let's say he needs a space, but can't simply eat there because that would be Baal Toisef, and he doesn't have kelim in the Sukkah to remove, which would demonstrate that he's not eating in the Sukkah for the sake of the mitzvah, what can he do to show that he's not eating in the Sukkah for the sake of the mitzvah? The Gemara says if he doesn't have kelim, what did he use in the Sukkah all week long? The Gemara explains that the Gemara meant to ask that if he has no room to bring the kelim back inside, what can he do? So Rav Chiya Ba'ashi said he should remove 4 tefachim of schach, which would make the Sukkah possible. Rav Shmuel Levi said he should light candles in the Sukkah, which one may not do in a minimum size Sukkah, and therefore would make it possible. The Gemara says they're not arguing. Rishua's method is for the people in Bavel who need the Sukkah for Shmini Atzeres, and therefore they can't make it possible before Yom Tov, and they can't remove the schach on Yom Tov either. Rav Chiya's method is for the people of Eretz Yisrael who don't need the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. For the Gemara, the method of lighting candles only works to make the sukkah puzzle in a minimum size sukkah. What should you do for a larger sukkah? Gemara says he should bring in his dirty dishes, because Rava said that dirty dishes have to stay out of the sukkah. By keeping them in, he's showing that he's no longer fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah. Zok the Mishnah. What was the process of offering the water on the Mizbeach of Sukkot? They would fill a golden pitcher with 3 lugim of water from the Shiluach spring. They would then bring this water in through the water gate, the Shaar Mayim. When they did so, they would blow a tekiah through a tekiah. A kohen would bring the water up the ramp of the Mizbeach and would turn left towards the west. At the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, there were 2 silver bowls. One was where the wine was poured into, and the other one was where the water was poured into. Rabbi Huda says they were made out of plaster, but looked like silver from the color of the wine that was poured into them. Each bowl had a hole, like as a drain. One had a thicker hole, and one had a thinner hole, so that the wine and the water would go down at the same time. Wine is thicker and takes longer to go down and slower going down. The bowl further west was for the water, and the one to the east was for the wine. If one poured into the wrong bowl, he's yaitza. Yehuda says they would use only 1 lug of water, which would be done for all 8 days. They would tell the kohen who was pouring to lift his hands as he was doing so, because once happened that the kohen poured the water onto his feet, he was a tzaduki and didn't believe in the mitzvah of nisach hamayim. And if all the people went and threw their asrogim at him. The Mishnah says this same process is followed whether it's weekday or Shabbos, except that they would draw the needed water on Friday in a golden pitcher, it was not a klisharis, and place it into a chamber to be used the next day, meaning they wouldn't draw the water on Shabbos. If the water spilled out or became uncovered, they would refill the pitcher from the kior, because uncovered wine and uncovered water is possible to be used on the Mizbeach. How do we know that you have to blow the shofar when you bring in the water? So Rav Eina said, the pasuk says, "Ushafta mayim b'sosain," and the shofar blowing is a sign of happiness. B'sosain. Mar says, "Ma'aseh, there were 2 minim, one, you know, heretics. One named Sosain and one named Simcha. Sosain said to Simcha, 'I'm better than you,' because the pasuk says, 'Sosain v'Simcha yasigu,' putting Sosain before Simcha. Simcha replied, 'I'm better than you,' because the pasuk says, 'Simcha v'Sosain la Yehudim.' Sosain said, 'You're destined to become a runner.' The pasuk says, 'Ki v'Simcha seitzeyu.' Simcha replied, 'You're destined to become a water drawer, as the pasuk says, 'Ushafta mayim b'Sosain.'" A min, a heretic, whose name was Sosain, said to Rabbi Avohu, "You people are destined to draw water for me in Olam Haba," because the pasuk says, "Ushafta mayim b'Sosain." Rabbi Avohu responded, "The pasuk says b'Sosain, not l'Sosain. If anything, the pasuk means to say that your skin will be used as a water bag to hold water for us l'Asad Lavi." Mishnah said, "All about cabbage, funnel, the smile of a chula." Bryce says, "Every time a kohen goes up to Mizbeach, he has to go to the right, work his way around the Mizbeach, and then descend on the left, with 3 exceptions. The exceptions are when he goes up on the left, and he comes down, the same way he went up. These 3 exceptions are when bringing the offering of the water, when bringing a wine offering, and when offering an oiler bird at a time when there are many such birds already being offered, and there's no room on the east side of the Mizbeach." The Mishnah said, Elo Shehoyu Machshirin. In fact, the bowl used for the wine understandably would change color, but why would the bowl used for the water become discolored? Mara says, this is what happened when a mistake was made and wine was poured into the bowl that was meant for the water. The Mishnah said, "When the Kavim commend Shnei Chaitmin v'chulu." In fact, Gemara must we say that the Mishnah only follows Rabbi Yehuda because he said that only one lug of water was used. Therefore, since three lugim of wine are used, it would make sense why the wine bowl needed a larger opening for a drain, because we want them to drain the same time, and there's three times more wine than there is water. According to the Rabbanan, there were three lugim of water, so why would the one will have to be larger? The Gemara says, because wine is thicker and therefore takes longer to drain if the hole is not bigger. Mishnah said, Marova Shomayim. Rabbi says, once happened in Saduki, who was to offer the water, poured it onto his feet, so as not to offer it onto his back, and all the people threw their asrogim at him. On that day, the corner of his back became damaged. They brought a fistful of salt to fill the hole. That did not accomplish to make the Mizbeach kosher for the Avodah, but it accomplished that the Mizbeach did not look damaged.